importance or significance of HRIS. HRIS provides benefits, lots of benefits are there. First is fast information processing. Second is creates information accuracy. The most crucial thing is at the time of entry, how do you enter it? If I put a bad program, I'll get a bad output. But I have to make sure that the entry is proper. Check and cross-check at the time of entry. It is worth spending more time in writing names, date of birth, in the address location. Everything has to be done very, very clear. Once the basic data is clear, then the compounding becomes very easy. Right? Improved planning and program development. Enhanced employee communication. Communication among employees improves because everything is transparent. And it's not about your word against my word. There's only one word, the word of the HRIS database. Online HRIS reduces cost and lets employees research their own inquiries and HR counselors to do their jobs more easily. It also enables HR to redeploy its assets and focus more on strategic issues. You know, a lot of my manual work is reduced, and where manual energy is required, I can put there, I can actually expand in that area. This becomes a beautiful enabler for me. Critical analysis. Although most HR managers understand the importance of HRIS, they carry misconception that it is suitable only for large organizations. I mentioned that earlier, right? However, HRIS will be critical to all organizations in the near future as a large amount of data and information to be processed. Even if your company is small today, you are processing information on a three-dimensional scale. X-axis, Y-axis and Z-axis. And information keeps compounding. What is Z-axis? Z-axis is the marketplace. X and Y-axis is your process working, and Y-axis is your different departments. So imagine, you know, you're actually going and working in a very complex area today. And this complexity, it'll only increase data in the future. Every week, every month, your data is increasing. Now, with that increase of data, this becomes a imperative, it's a must. Second is, B is project-based work environment. So, what happens is the work is no more one vertical specialization. It's a group of people are working together. And it's like a project. So, we work on one project and we go to the next and the next. So, this project can keep on evolving into higher efficient functioning modules. Right? Employee empowerment. Employee empowerment means the employee feels very motivated, satisfied, and he is willing to work a little extra because he is getting the information properly and he feels that he could afford to take more amount of work and work better. Empowerment, right? Increase of knowledge workers and associated information. So more and more people are dealing with knowledge today. Lots of information when you have, you must know which information to take, which not to take. That's coming under knowledge information domain. Then learning organization. The organization starts learning in terms of developing newer skills, newer knowledge base, which is relevant, and de-learning skills and knowledge, which is not required. So as an organization, it starts growing, it becomes a constant learner for the better. Now, some related readings is given here. Some cases are in fact given. So first is the companies where HRIS has been implemented. A company called Shaw Supermarket. The supermarket chain in US has a workforce of 30,000 employees spread over 180 stores. 70% of workforce works part-time, includes students as well as senior citizens. It has 3 unions and 6 contracts. Centralized HRIS installed by Shaw was termed as employee self-service. They call it as ESS, employee self-service. Now, 70% of the workforce were part-time people. Only 30% were paid full-time employees. Employees have online access for their needs, which allows them to select best benefits and also update their personal data even from their home. This is one example about a live example about an organization which has a HRIS system intact. Shaw Supermarket HR has more time to focus on strategic issues as workforce management, succession planning and compensation management, while at the same time improving service to employees and managers and ensuring that their data is accurate. Since they have an HRIS in place, there's no need for having the manual HR way of working. So they have a lot of free time to do higher things. Productivity was improved as many employees accessed ESS from homes, and there was significant reduction in the paperwork, which is very obvious. Then we talk about the giant IBM. IBM's HRIS was termed as online enrollment system, and it was a winner for its 135,000 employees in the company. I don't know which year we are talking about in this case. Printing and mailing costs alone were reduced by more than $1 million. Employees automatically get access to available health plans, and the calculator lets them compare estimated benefit amounts for each plan. They can then calculate potential costs under each plan option and take decision. Okay. Now, health plans, something like a Mediclaim. Now, I have an option on my HRIS format. I've got a Mediclaim option A, B, C, D. And each one is giving certain benefits. So, the HRIS system in this case gave you options, choices, which plan should I take? Should I take A or B or C? And on the basis of this, I could take a decision. Now, otherwise, you may have to have an insurance person coming and sitting with you, and so many things will be there. But here in one single shot, the organization enabled its employees to do this. Right? A third company, Toshiba America Medical Systems Inc. Until 2002, the company was using outside payroll service bureau. They were getting their payroll done from outside, and an in-house solution for HR. It did not include easy to use consolidated reporting. Somebody else is doing my payroll and I am disbursing it in my company. There must have been some disconnect. So that consolidation reporting was not very efficient. Something was going wrong somewhere. Okay. Then it selected Ultimate Software's offering and went live after an on-time and on-budget implementation. So a company called Ultimate Software came in, and then they went along and made the whole thing online and live and real time. It noticed that 70% increase in enrollment efficiency. So people were able to get into the enrollment much more faster and better. Next, it posted a library of documents and forms on its HR portal, including the benefits handbook. So whatever information you needed about benefits, it was available there. Now, all this was possible because there was an HRIS system. Now, why this? Because every employee who's linked to the HRIS system will be able to read the benefits handbook so that he knows what are the benefits he's eligible for. Okay. Then we talk about our own Tata's. Employee empowerment is the latest buzzword in business, and a variety of Tata companies are working overtime to place their people in the driver's seat. Tata Steel is not looking at incremental improvement but at a quantum jump. It's not about small steps. They want a big jump, right? It adopted Vision 2007, which, unlike earlier ones, is a bottom-up initiative. From bottom, it goes up so that it gradually spreads. Employees wrote down their responsibilities. These were aligned with departmental, divisional, and company performance indices. So the employees were told that you guys tell us what sort of responsibilities you would like to take up. The freedom was given to them to write it down. They wrote it down. And once I wrote my responsibility, I became accountable to it. And then everybody, it went up. It is a reverse of a cascading. Cascading takes place top down. This was going up. And when it was rising up, these were aligned with the departmental, divisional, and company performance indices. So finally, we arrived at something when the company could do what the responsibilities people were willing to take up willingly, right? Finally, they were integrated into the vision, and this innovative approach generated tremendous support from employees. In addition to traditional administrative and welfare, HR managers now have to play the role of change leaders as well. It's not enough when you have an HRIS intact, you know, you start touching human resources lives much more than just doing an ordinary HR job. Because a lot of things which is required for the employee, everything is provided here in HRIS. So you start making it into an all-inclusive approach. It's not only HR and there it is. No. Ultimatics is another innovative solution practiced in TCS. Designed in-house, it digitizes the whole organization in real time through web. Every single employee was connected through this platform across the globe. Ultimax was successful in cutting through layers of decision making within TCS. It also made TCS a paperless organization, as employees log in with their claims, loans, or even leave applications for processing. Everything is done online. The employee need not fill up a form or go to the HR department. It's done online. and he gets an acknowledgement there and then. All approvals are also online. Every employee possesses the power to innovate, and the Indian Hotels Star or Special Thanks and Recognition Program creates encouraging environment that allows and recognizes this power. Indian Hotels, as you know, Taj Group of Hotels is Indian Hotels, and they also are using it. That's a Tata company. Okay. Taking it further, HR also has discovered the lost art of listening. Employees' satisfaction surveys have become sacred. We have a thing called employee satisfaction survey. What do? We want to ask the employees how satisfied they are with their jobs, with the environment, with their bosses, with the department, with the functions. Now, if you ask questions directly, people are going to give their answers which are politically correct. So there are direct and indirect ways of understanding how satisfied employees are. Now, employee satisfaction survey is a very important thing in this Tata group of companies, and it becomes more transparent than ever before and provides direct personal interaction around the clock. So you can put your views online. When you sit across, you don't put your views that bravely. You can just put it, candid views you can put. It is taken, absorbed in a proper manner, objectively, and whatever needs to be done, it is done in such a way that the employee feels truly satisfied. The effectiveness has increased. HR now talks about careers rather than just jobs. I always tell this to my students, are you searching for a job or do you want to make a career? Career takes time to take off. But if you're in a hurry, you'll go to one job, and job means you're getting yourself occupied with some activity which keeps you pleasant at that point of time, gives you money. Another company comes and gives you some more pleasant activity, it gives you more money, you jump into that. After 3-4 years, you are into job hopping, you are not into career development. So, career, it takes time. Today, organizations like TCS are talking about careers. One of the reasons why a company like TCS has got the very low attrition. People join there and they make careers, they build a career. Okay? TCS addresses 3-point agenda, globe-trotting, working in different parts of the world, annual promotions, and acquiring millionaire status than most software engineers have. That means every software engineer has to take home a million package. So how do you do it? You work hard, you work in different locations in the world, and then you get promotions also, and you have a good feel good. Employee satisfaction is very good, and when the things are going wrong, somebody hears you, they act upon you. Isn't that a good thing to do? Tata's offer a host other tangible and intangible benefits to transform its employees in world-class professionals. We all know it. TCS supports rotation policy where employees' discipline is changed every 2 years. This is very common. An employee doesn't work in the same profile for more than two and a half years. He is changed. To expose him to various geographies, projects and technologies, training and continuing education programs are compulsory. And Taj draws extensive training calendar at the beginning of the year for its employees. Employee empowerment is the latest buzzword in the business, and the variety of Tata companies are working overtime to place their people in the driver's seat. They give responsibility to you. See, when responsibility is given to you, you are also allowed to take the power to act upon it. You take a power and you may take a risk of doing something, but they support you. If things go wrong, it's taken as a learning. It's not a punishment. It's a way of learning to know how not to do that thing, and you're corrected. So you have a host of people who are always behind you, and they try to support you and they make you go ahead. It's like somebody holding your hand and taking you high. That's an excellent culture to work with. Tata Steel is not looking at incremental improvement but at quantum jump in performance. It adopted Vision 2007, which unlike earlier ones, is a bottom-up initiative, and employees wrote down their responses. Already we have covered. It's come here. And now we talk about Tata Motors Fast Track initiative. Launched to nurture leaders from a young age. Aimed at recognizing talent employees, it facilitates early advancement to challenging and visible assignments through systematic procedures. We all know about the Nano launch. The Nano team itself was comprising very young people. And these young people came together and they made the thing happen. And they were given a lot of impetus by Ratan Tata himself. Lots of things. We all saw the launch of Nano when it happened. Right? The fast track. Younger people have to take higher responsibilities in a very nurturing culture. Right? Candidates are selected through written tests, power interviews and assessment. Power interview is one wherein the best in you has to come out. And they push you into that. They want people who are willing to take up risks and who are actually having the potential to remove their creativity from inside them. Okay? Selected candidates gain huge lead in terms of promotion and learning. Tata Motors has another innovative initiative of Leave Bank, where employees voluntarily donated days leave every year and in turn are eligible for a year's paid, 2 years half pay leave in case of emergency. Okay, so you donate a day's leave on your own and then you are compensated by something else at a later date when there's an emergency. So if I'm having 7 days or 8 days, I just leave it, give it away, I forfeit it, it doesn't go, it doesn't get lapsed, it is stored, it is invested. And you get it at the time when there's an emergency, so that that day you don't go on a loss of pay, even if you did not have a leave on your to your record, right? Long working hours, extensive travel, and desk-bound jobs skewed the delicate work-life balance of many TCSers. Because of the type of job that software people go through, it brought about an imbalance in the work-life balance. You are not able to take care of your family, and work is important. When you are with the work, you're finding it difficult to, you know, balance too many things. So Propel came up to rescue by offering various activities like that increase employee social skills. So meeting people wherever you are. If I belong to, let's say I'm belonging to the South Indian IR community, so I get located in a place like Mexico. So I would get in touch with those people, those IRs who are living in Mexico. So I get a little bit of, I feel comfortable with them. Just giving you an example. Okay. Now, in this case, it's like a home away from home. Or another initiative which I've seen with the TCS employees is, husband is working in TCS, wife is also in TCS. Both are in two different locations. To see to it that they come together and take care of the children together, both are given, they could be considered to work in the same location. Of course, provided the project is same. There are conditions. But the point is, the organization facilitates people to ensure that the work-life balance is maintained. The home and the office, both are equally important. They give a lot of importance to that. Now we talk about the Google. Managing human resources has become vital to organizations that preserve and create knowledge rather than products and services alone, like Google. Now, in this case, Google, we are dealing with knowledge management. Huge amount of knowledge has been, and their manpower matters more than an organization where you're dealing with products, right? Today's market demands innovation and trust more than mere comparative analysis of sales. Any service sector, the criterion of selection should be trust. Once I take a person whom I can trust and who trusts me, then sales automatically come, revenues come, because service is a psychological product compared to a product. If you take a product like this, this is tangible. This does not have that much of psychological thing as somebody selling a service to me. While I'm talking to you, this is a service. Now, this has got a psychological component. You may or may not accept me if the psychology of both of us don't match. Right? So, in this case, we need to have people who are more concerned about trust. There should be a trust element. If the trust is not there, we have a problem. Okay? HR development acts as a mentor to its employees, guiding, training, and educating them. So they are enablers. They ensure that people are feeling comfortable and they give them mentoring sessions informally and formally as well. Google Inc. was voted the best company to work for in America for a second year in a row by its employees. And Google is built upon a culture that is high on trust and low on politics, great at sharing resources and sharing the wealth, and full of meaning and significance. That's very important, low on politics. Some of you must have seen the Google workplace in the net. It doesn't look like a workplace. It looks like a playpen. You can just about go anywhere in the office and do anything. It looks so beautiful that only responsible people will understand the importance of working there. And they choose such people. So that when I'm bored, I can just take a break. I can go down and play billiards and come back. I can go for a swim. Now, that type of work environment is given in such a way so that you don't get into an imbalance on yourself. Okay? The work culture and employee empowerment philosophy was the foundation of Google since its launch in 1998, and HR has always aimed to become strategic partner to the business decisions. Google offices are designed as dream houses, I've already explained, by its geek employees to retire to when they want to create something innovative and state of art. If I suddenly feel I'm completely saturated with ideas, I just want to take a break. I can go out in the garden and sit there. I can make a painting. And through the painting process, nobody's going to question me. I suddenly get an idea about a block, a certain block into which I'm stuck up. I come back and then I start working again. Now these facilities are rare. I can think of only one company, Google, that does it. Nobody else does it. Just 4 years ago, the average search took about 3 seconds. When we are searching for any information, it took 3 seconds about until about 4 years ago. Today, it is down to 0.2 seconds. Is it a fact or not? When we want any information on Google, 0.2 seconds, less than a second, we get the information. And since 0.2 is more than zero, it's not fast enough for Google. Okay? They would like to have it at zero, which is a myth actually. So they would like to have it faster than 0.2. Google is more than zero and it's not fast enough for Google. Okay? Google always focus on human capital creation and retention, and the way HR functions and policies have aligned themselves with a business model and vision makes Google the most exciting young technology company to work for and do business with. Recruitment at Google is the first and the foremost step in the overall HR processes. Hiring the right people is a key HR philosophy in Google. Only those who can succeed in Google's open and collaborative environment are hired. You have to come with an open mind and you must actually work in the Google philosophy way of working. Then you are hired. Otherwise, sorry. Google offers tremendous opportunities to employees to learn and grow. Training includes individual and team presentation skills, content development, business writing, executive speaking delivery, feedback, and management leadership. It provides minimum of 120 hours a year training, which is 3 times the industry average in America. Okay, this indicates Google's investment in keeping its staff abreast of professional and technological advancement. 120 hours a year is a very huge amount of training that can be given to any employee. The standards which we have in India is somewhere in the region of say 36 hours a year, maximum 60 hours in a year. But 120 is a huge one. Okay. There's a strong culture of innovation and experimentation at Google, with engineers encouraged to take about 20% of their time to develop new products or service offering or to provide enhancement to current offerings. Don't be evil is Google's corporate motto, which reminds its employees that commitment to be ethical is a part and parcel of being a leader at Google. I always believe, you know, that I've got to be basically a good human being, an ethical person. If I'm ethical, I'll run a business, and I need to be as ethical can be, and I have to grow only to the extent to which I can handle ethical things. If beyond a point, ethical can't be handled, I think that is a point of saturation for me. I look at business from that point of view. If a business requires that I've got to break my ethical mold, then I don't want to grow. Now, this philosophy apparently is what Google also follows. HR strategy at Google is to attract employees not to short-term monetary returns from work, but rather to support systems that could help them create anything. Hence, Google is an underpaying employee, but it has all the inclusive liberal benefits package that covers stock option system. Okay. Organizations lure people by giving fat packages. But when it comes to benefits and the style of working and other things, people go through a lot of hell. Now, organizations which give you more benefits but less package are seen to be preferred by many people. Money on hand may not be high, but then they give you other benefits. A peace of mind, non-threatening environment, is that important or not? For me, it is an ultimate thing for anyone. If you really want to grow in your creative skills, if you really want to grow in your life, then it's important that you work in an environment which is highly supportive. But today, many youngsters, many people for that matter, they jump and jump and jump when the packages are attractively tempting. They go for it. Check out that with the package, you also have a good culture to work with. Google has several best practices, examples like employee gathering for quarterly company-wide strategy sessions, job satisfaction surveys, in-house blogs. Okay, that's it, friends. Summary. Now, when we come to summary, we are talking about covering up the whole portion, what we have done so far. HRIS refers to the systems and processes at the intersection between human resource management and IT. It's the intersection point between HR and IT. It has impacted many key human resource departments, activities like payroll, time and labor management, employee benefits, etc., which we have discussed. Many organizations have adopted it to streamline the HR processes and also to lessen the burden on HR department. Before I sign off, friends, the case studies which we gave you at the end of the session are the cases of organizations which, if you have noticed, are having excellent cultures. These organizations have seen a long-term vision in going in for HRIS. And the benefits of HRIS when you're ethical and the organization has got a long-term vision has been evident from the case studies which we have seen. Thank you, friends. Good luck.